Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I saw this, fellas. This from Lines.com. Lines.com.
Lines, L-I-N-E-S?
L-I-N-E-S, oh, yes.
Okay. This is a real website.
So it's like getting a turned up website.
Yeah.
It's run by Sam Hurt.
Simmer down.
Oh, man. He's doing that in jail.
Wow.
No, this is actually Coach DeForester's website. He was the Dolphins line coach from the – do you remember the fiasco of him just literally doing it right on the desk at the coaching office at the Dolphins facility a few years ago? This is his website. No, but seriously, it's usually about like betting lines and stuff like that. So I figured RJ might actually be aware of this website.
All right.
So they have the – basically, it's the game day drinking, which sports fans consume the most alcohol.
Alcohol is the devil.
Hockey.
Hockey? All right. That was a good guess.
Tennis.
Any hockey fan.
Hockey
tennis?
Probably strong. Now, Walchuk, this has got a little UFC tie here because whether at home or attending a live event, drinking while watching sporting events for UFC enthusiasts, they lead the pack with the highest consumption level compared to other sports at about 4 drinks per event.
Ooh, so I like that. I think that's good. I probably hit the over on that.
Easily.
Sometimes we'll do a little shot game where we will take one for every finish, whether that be a submission or a KO. And that can be an enjoyable experience. But absolutely, you got to have a couple of brewskis or some shot skis while you're watching a UFC fight.
Yeah, the last UFC fight at my house, the 260 with Nagano winning, definitely everyone was bringing Fireball. Now we're looking forward to 262, in which Nate Diaz will be fighting down the armpit in Houston. And once again, the text changes out who's bringing the Fireball. So yeah, that makes sense.
Man, when are you guys going to get into the screwball game? That's where it's at.
What's a screwball?
That's peanut butter whiskey. It's just like, it's amazing.
Oh, you know what? My wife went on a girls trip over the weekend at Broken Bow. She said that's all they drink was that. It's like a white labeled whiskey.
Yes.
I believe so. Yeah. She was talking all about that.
It's so okay. Dangerous.
I might dabble with it this weekend,
it's
RJ.
So dangerous.
Peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, my God. It's so dangerous.
Whew, really? Sounds so good.
Now, people tended to drink more when at the event versus sitting in front of their television. Mm-hmm. Is that the same for you guys? If you're at the ballpark, you're more likely to be pounded more beers than maybe on your couch?
No, I would say not. Most of the time when I go to a ball game with my kids, and I don't like to drink around my kids if I'm driving. So for me, it's the opposite. Like, I would drink more at a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
At a Super Bowl party, it's over.
Yeah, I'm the same way with RJ. Normally, I go to the games with the La Familia, so I don't want to drink while I'm there. And if I'm not with the family, I don't want to take out a loan from a bank for an Uber ride from Arlington to Rockwall.
Yes, that and just the cost of boozing at the game is expensive.
Right. Yeah, so, and then it's like Trey said with the Uber ride, you're going to get like surge pricing when those games are over.
Exactly.
So it's not even worth.
I drink way more at the house. I'm really not going to have more than maybe a beer or two at the game.
Okay, so now we get into the team by team. Well, I did want to note that the esports viewers reported the highest level of binge drinking while watching events, which makes sense because how else do you stay entertained when you're watching that kind of deal? 53%.
Whoa, No, don't be firing shots. I think I'm the only guy here at the radio station that knows what NBC Sports Network is on because I tend to watch a lot of esports now.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you watching mostly?
Mostly it's either like Call of Duty, like Warzone or Cold War. I'll watch some of that stuff, and then if it's not direct esports, I watch drone races. Drone races are really fun to watch.
Now that I could get into.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
That I could get into, drone races. That my kids, man, that's all they watch. That's all they watch are other people play video games.
What's this one that I saw? It actually did kind of look cool. I'll be honest with you. They're like in a. It's in an arena, and you're like a monster truck, but you're playing like soccer with a particular ball.
That is Rocket League.
Yeah. Rocket League.
That is the game my son played for the University of Oklahoma over the summer. Yes. So he played Rocket League for that. That one's actually really, really fun to watch. But I'm more of a first person shooter game guy.
Hunter Rattler.
Not Hunter Rattler.
Hunter Rattler. All right, team by team NFL fan intoxication. Clearly, many fans like to drink, and they do a little bit of the smoking as well. We do have the marijuana consumption here, but it's Atlanta Falcons fans, when it comes to the NFL, that appeared to enjoy it the most. 86% admitted to binge drinking on game days, and 77% reported smoking the weeds while watching games.
See, I can't do this with Falcon fans because nobody goes to the games. So the only ones who go to the games are actually the actual people who are getting completely blitzed. You have to be blitzed to go to a Falcons game. So I don't know if this is a fair list.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, I figured the Falcons fans are doing that because they have heartbreaking loss after heartbreaking loss.
Yeah,
and so it's like we're just trying to
forget about it.
Exactly.
We're sober while we have the lead, and then we completely black out by the fourth quarter when it crumbles away. That's a great strategy to be a Falcon fan.
So, where do you think Cowboys fans fall when it comes ranking from 1 to 32 of NFL fan bases in terms of their alcohol game day consumption?
I would lean towards top 8.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go with 8 specifically.
Okay. Got Troy Aikman and his shirtless abs on our mind this morning, huh, boys?
You were right, too. I counted those abs, and the 8-pack is correct.
Mm-hmm. I would say top 10, unless the defense is on the field, then top 3.
But I'm Troy Hughes.
Yeah. Dallas Cowboys, when it comes to game day, NFL fan base, alcohol consumption, come in very, very strong at 31.
What?
Like the second least?
Like the only fan base that drinks less than Cowboys fans on game day is New England Patriots fans, which is also surprising because I thought Boston really got after it.
They do get after this. Yeah, I don't know about all this.
Where's Filthy? Where are the Eagles at?
Filthy is sitting strong. Looks like they're sitting at about 18.
So yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't you think they would be up there in the top 3? I mean, that is just an absolutely drunken debauchery of a fan base, one would assume.
Yeah.
Like, to me, if I were just to look at this from afar, I would think Buffalo is clearly number 1.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, I kind of forgot about the Bills Mafia. No doubt.
And evidently they're not. Evidently, it's Atlanta, but I would guess Buffalo is clearly the most drunk fan base. You have to be drunk. Yeah, you have to be drunk to sit out in that weather.
I'm more confused about the Cowboys being at 31 because then you don't think who drinks the most. You just think, wait, these teams drink more? As in, you're telling me Arizona Cardinals fans drink more than Cowboys fans? You're telling me that Tampa Bay fans, considering the people that live in Tampa Bay will probably drink through a feeding tube, are the ones that drink more than a Cowboys fan? That makes no sense.
I agree.
Cardinals come in at number 3, so it's Falcons 1.
Simmer.
Jaguars 2. Cardinals 3, Bills 4, Colts 5. That is your top five of most alcohol consumption for fan bases on NFL game
days. Now, I will admit, I can see Jags. I can see their fan base being the top five because, come on, they have a pool at their stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. If I have a pool at the stadium, I am getting so plastered in that pool while watching my team.
Duval.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my gosh, that thing is cool. A couple of good texts coming in, 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leasing fan text. One would be from the 214 New Orleans. I would have thought that the Saints would have been pretty high on this, too. The other suggesting, and this is from a couple of different texters, but maybe the reason the Cowboys are so low is the price of the booze at AT&T Stadium. I don't know if they're way more than any of the other venues, though. I mean, obviously Atlanta's got the cheaper concession prices. But, I mean, how much more expensive would it be to get a beer at AT&T Stadium compared to, you know, at Raymond James in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, now that's fair. Like you said with Atlanta, like they've got everything at a discounted price there because you know, they wanted to be more fan-friendly, and that's great. Other people saying we're smarter fans. We get drunk in the parking lot, not paying $12 a beer.
That is smart.
Very smart. Very, very smart.
So percentage preference for game day drinks, 76% go the beer route, 18% go vodka, 18% go whiskey. And then you start getting down into the wine and the rums and the brandies. The hard seltzers, I was sad to see, only come in strong at 12%.
Oh, my God.
Hate to see it.
I'm surprised you didn't just rattle off a thread of tweets yesterday after White Claw announced that they are coming out with an 8% seltzer called Surge.
Yes, I will be getting into that momentarily. We do have the average amount of money spent on alcohol per game by sport, by league. Esports spend about $72 per game on the booze. NBA fans spend about $66 per game on the booze. UFC, $58. NHL, $56. MLB, $55. NFL, $54. And NCAA, $45. So that is the allotment in terms of how much they're dealing out for the alcohol on game days.
Yeah, man, you know baseball games are long when you're spending more money on booze or in a baseball game than a football game.
That is true. And the whole esports thing, once again, not surprising. Like we had said earlier, you know, when we're drinking, RJ and I don't really drink at baseball games, but we prefer to drink at home. When you're doing esports, you're at home.
Yeah.
So you're going to spend more alcohol. You're going to get more like Zeke.
I'm low-key faded, bro.
That's what's going to happen.
Faded, bro.
Heck yeah. Yeah, no, that makes tons of sense, and I'm with you guys. I'd rather be chilling at the cribbo doing a little boozing than when you're out and about, because going to games and doing all the walking and stuff that's involved, and maybe it's out in the sun, like, it can be exhausting as well, and it's like, I'm just trying to drink water and make sure I'm hydrated here, but we do have the White Claw news that we are getting the Surge White Claw new hard seltzer addition to the White Claw family. They will be in cranberry and blood orange flavors. They go from 5% to 8%, and they're in a larger 16-ounce can. So, wow. I feel like we're just slowly inching closer and closer to just a new version of what the Four Loko used to be. Remember the Four Loko days? Holy gosh.
No, I don't remember the Four Loko days, actually.
And then there is an artisanal Warhead seltzer that I saw out here. This sounds
Warhead.
Nuts.
Remember
like
Warheads?
The candy?
The super sour candy.
Oh, man.
Four flavors, black cherry, lemon, watermelon, and my favorite, and nobody, you better not describe, blue raspberry is without question the best flavor of anything, any kind of powdered drink you want to get. If it's not blue ras, you're just doing it wrong. Well, they're coming out with a hard seltzer. Warheads extreme sour hard seltzer. Now I give this a try. Now I'm usually a ranch water guy, which I like to consider, you know, heartburn in a can, but I will do that all day. I will try the Warheads hard seltzer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.